Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Hello beautiful people, welcome back to another episode of Musings of Tired Nigerian Girl. Today is, what's the date? I don't even know what today is. Okay, 16. Today is 16th of October. It's a beautiful Monday morning, as usual. 7:17. I don't know how to classify this weather now. It's like a nice beginning of Harmattan kind of vibe. Even though rain fell on Friday, that one took me by shock because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't go with my umbrella. Usually be the days that you don't go with your umbrella. Because recently Kaduna has been looking like Harmattan vibe, you know, like cloudy skies and whatnot. I mean, I like it. I don't know, I've said it before on this podcast, I love those kind of weathers. I love the Vampire Diaries. No, it's not Vampire Diaries. Supernatural gloomy days. Like, those days make me happy. Those days make me happy. I like the rain. I love Harmattan. Those are my two favorite weathers. So, you know, we thought it was the beginning of Harmattan and whatnot. And I saw my umbrella, but I was like, oh, bye. I'll see you next year. And of course, it had to be the day. Rain fell later. Although it didn't, I was in the office, so it was calm. And for someone like me, what makes a day much more awesome is a seemingly Harmattan day that turns into a rainy day. That was beautiful. The only thing is, I don't understand Harmattan. I thought it was supposed to be like gloomy and, you know, whatnot. It's giving beginning of Harmattan a bit because of the sun. It's usually a bit hot during the day and then just stagnant at night, so I guess it's the beginning of Harmattan. I'm just glad because it's not like last year. Oh my god, it was so hot. After the rain, we had like few weeks of out of this world heat and then Harmattan, which is usually normally the case. But this year is looking like balanced, you know. It's not so hot. It's hot, but it's not as hot as it could be. I don't even mind the heat. What I don't like is that stagnant air. My brain is about to go. I was about to say hair. I don't like the stagnant air. And yeah, so that was nice. I like the weather. And there was supposed to be a lunar eclipse. There was a lunar eclipse on Saturday, I believe. Even though I didn't really notice, it wasn't really obvious. Like, it wasn't, you know, just the eclipse that you have and like, you for sure, like one time, I can't remember the year, honestly, maybe 2014, I don't know. We didn't even know that there was supposed to be an eclipse, but like you felt it. It was sunny and then it wasn't. But Saturday was nice. For the first time since my NYC days, I had, well, not really a full weekend, but with old age comes tiredness. I don't know if that's a saying, but me, I'm saying it. I didn't really have a full weekend, but I'm so like tired. I'm so tired that this Monday, I just don't want to go to work. But I have no choice. I have to, because how am I going to make my daily 2K? So I'm going to go to work. Yeah. And this is a risk doing this episode this close to like when I'm supposed to release it. So it might come out a bit late. I'm sorry. But yeah. This morning, my brain is very like chickeny. It's like I can't seem to remember my own thoughts. I can't remember what I was about to tell you people like some seconds ago. Anyways, oh yeah, my packed weekend. It wasn't really packed, but yeah. On Friday, I went to work. I usually don't go to work on Friday, so it started from that Friday. I went to work. I don't regret it because it was a beautiful Friday. Then Saturday, I went to this Metador exhibition thingy. It's this girl. I think her name is Umita. And she held this, like, I don't know what to call it. It's not, it wasn't really an exhibition. It was, like, a, if you're in Kaduna, you know all these, like, Salah vibes, like, thing that you go to. And then there's vendors and food and everybody selling stuff. And there's music and stuff like that. Yeah, one of them. Because I didn't even see a fashion show. I don't think there was a fashion show. Except it happened before I came. And it turned to me going alone, there's always been this, like, not a perversion necessarily, but like a kind of nervousness with And there's a stereotype about, I don't know why, we just grew up and it's like, oh, you don't go to this place alone, you don't go to a restaurant alone, you don't do this alone, you don't travel solo. It's like, not weird, but it's a bit like, So yeah, this girl, oh, okay, that's what she's doing. But it turned out to be like that. Honestly, I wanted to go. I had a banana cake in mind, even though I didn't end up getting the cake. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the exhibition. And I was supposed to meet my colleagues, but they came a bit later, so I went there. And I'm not gonna lie, like when I got dressed and came out, like I knew I was going to go regardless if anybody wanted to go or not, because I was a girl on a foodie mission. So yeah, but then I left the house and I got into my ride, and when I got there I was like, oh, I'm really here alone. Like it was a bit weird in the beginning, but then I just like entered, because when things like that start happening to me in this my age band, not to be the girl that always brings up age, but I bring up age not because of like, oh, see me, I'm older, or see me, I'm old. No, I bring up age because it's like very incredulous to me. It's like, wow, I'm actually reaching the auntie like stage. When I start feeling like this, I don't know if I'm the only one, maybe you people can relate. When I start feeling like this, I remember that, like, oh, see, now school children tell me good morning, ma. I can't really be acting clueless and foolish, you know? So I put my big girl pants on and I just like went in. I started going around stalls, bought this, bought that. I sat down to eat, and then I met people, and I'm like, oh, you know, I met a classmate of mine since when I was in secondary school. It was really nice to see her. I didn't know she had a song. I ended up being dragged and I forgot to get something from her, but I would definitely be patronizing her online. And then I couldn't get my cake. I told you guys that. And then I was walking on my own when Sunshine in the Pod, the OG camera woman, honestly, she's awesome. Check her out. So I was walking on my own. I heard Hikmatullah. And I was like, afraid. I was like, hey, who know my full government name here? And I turned and I said, it was so lovely. And then I went to find the, what do you call it? The cotton candy. The last time I had cotton candy, I was maybe 10. Was I even up to 10? Maybe 8 or 9. And it was at this, like, then I used to live on Sultan Road. And my uncle threw a birthday party for his daughter. And it was awesome. Like, in my life, like, even in my adulthood, no birthday party has beat that. It was awesome when I tell you that birthday party was awesome. So, yeah, they bought cotton candy, and I was so confused then, but that was the last time I had cotton candy. And I was a girl on another mission, because when I was going from my samosa spot to my cake spot, I saw a girl with a cotton candy and she disappeared into the crowd because the place was hella crowded, and I had to start looking for her and asking random people, have you seen a girl with a cotton candy, till I finally, Sunshine in the Pod, Iklima actually told me that, oh yeah, it's the last stall. So I went there and it was chaotic. Of course we had to be there for a while, but then later I got my cotton candy, so that was good. And then, why do guys do this? So I saw somebody that I knew, and I think he recognized me too. I might be wrong, but I think he recognized me too. So when I was at my samosa spot, I was like walking to, like, with my back, and I almost bumped into somebody. And he's a photographer as well. So that's, yeah, it was definitely him. And he saw me and he didn't say hi. I was almost about to say hi, but when I saw like his face was about to be like, oh, like, I was like, okay. In case I go and say, I don't really want to start introducing myself and be like, oh, so I'm the one that, you know, because I don't think he recognized me. Maybe he didn't. I feel like he did, but I don't want to start introducing myself, honestly. So when I saw that look of like, oh, you're not really sure what next is going to come out of his mouth, I just left. But like, I kept seeing him everywhere. I don't know why people do that. Also, people decided to block us and so we couldn't come out. And then I had to go back and try to talk to the organizers and whatnot, and they totally aired me because DJ AB, Kilo Kwame called DJ AB, that's my business with him, just make an announcement, let them move this car, and they didn't. But we had to stand outside until the car was moved. And yeah, it was a fun day, I guess. And we went home. I really had fun, honestly. It was quite nice. Then on Sunday was long. So yeah, that's how I just did my weekend. That's how my weekend went, rather. So I hope yours was nice. I hope you guys had a swell weekend as well, because yeah, we cannot go and kill ourselves. So today's topic is about social media influence. I'm going to be talking about the impacts of social media on Nigerian society. We're going to be exploring topics such as online activism, cyberbullying, body image issues, and the role of influencers. It's 2023. The world is evolving, has evolved, and will continue to evolve. And it's not a new gist that social media influencers have, you know, a big part in shaping the way the world views stuff, just because social media, you know. And while they're influencers, I just always say that they're human beings first, and I feel like it's something that people usually forget sometimes. Like, they're social media influencers, they're human beings, and they have to make their money. Who is a social media influencer? A social media influencer is somebody who, through their social media accounts, or it can be Twitter, it can be Instagram, it can be Thread, it can be whatever, does influencing. Whether it's by makeup, you know, them advertising makeup, lifestyle, you know, showing their lifestyle and trying to, like, you know, they make money off of this. They show the lifestyle, how they eat, their workout routine, stuff like that. If it's makeup, it's about telling you, oh, this product is this, you know, like the OG Jackie Aina, you know, people like that. And if it is sports, you have sport influencers as well. You have the ones showing you flat tummy tea and whatnot. Me, I am not going to stop anybody from getting their bread. Personally, I feel like the world is just like, there's enough room under the sky for everybody to do whatever they have to do to survive. So yeah, however, that being said, I do believe that social media influencers do have a responsibility. You know, now everybody is on social media. You have young kids on social media. Like, somebody would be, I was in the comment section once and I saw somebody saying, oh yeah, I'm 13, why are you here? And I can't remember what the actual post was about, but I don't think it was appropriate for a 13-year-old. And I'm like, why are you here? And the thing about social media, thinking about it from a point of, like, view of it, maybe a small child, because you're 13, you're a kid, as far as I'm concerned, is quite, I don't know. If somebody with naivety just jam social media accounts and jam all the social media, you know, influencers and whatnot, any bad vibe, that's it. And now, I don't know, the world has reached a point where we are applauding indecency. So what exactly is the moral or ethical, or just what is the ethical benchmark for stuff anymore? Honestly, sometimes it confuses me, because you have people on social media when they're underwear talking, when did we get here? And the thing is, sometimes, but I have to catch myself and be like, this is not normal. Everything has been made to be normal, you know. I just remember when it was Kylie and her lip filler thing, for just to give you guys an insight, give you an example. You know, she at first, she didn't tell people, like, okay, yeah, so I had fillers. It was, oh, well, plumping, I did plumping, oh, I did this. And we had all these people going up and down, acting the fool, rubbing salt and what on their lip, rubbing pepper, paprika to get their lip plumped. Then we had, it graduated from that to sucking on bottles. Do you guys remember how these people looked, like the faces of these children and impressionable young adults after they have plumped the hell out of their lips? One couldn't even close her mouth. Like, you have those ones before she finally tells you that, okay, yeah, actually she had fillers. Honestly, left for me, I feel like they should have arrested her at that point. But at the same, because just because of the lie, and I feel like as a social media influencer, in as much as you're trying to live your life, you have a certain responsibility. And when you start telling lies, when you know that people who are impressionable or just people in general are following you, like if you said, and I don't know why they do that, because you don't really need to lie. We have reached a point, it's a bad thing, it's not necessarily a good thing. I won't call it a bad thing, but it's not necessarily a good thing. But we've reached the point where everybody's celebrating what the hell, like, we're celebrating what's the thing? Autonomy. You will tell somebody, oh, I went to pull my lip. And you will still have your customers. Like, there's a customer for everybody, you know? There's a customer for everybody. Whether you tell people, I went to plump my lips, you see fine people that will follow you to plump. So why did you lie in the beginning? I don't understand. Or you see those ones who clearly has had, like, body surgery. And then they'll come and sell you fat tummy tea. Why did you lie? I feel like there should be something about lying. Because I don't know why you lied for. People will still buy a flat tummy tea. We appreciate a place where everybody's like being honest. And being honest is like, we're celebrating autonomy and everybody wants to celebrate like the fact that they can do whatever the hell they want to do with their body. So you don't need to lie. People will still buy a flat tummy tea. God, you see somebody telling you, oh yeah, this is my workout routine. You can get this ass if you do this and this and Bulgarian this and that squat and this drink. Meanwhile, sis was there under the knife in James' basement. Having some shots. So just say that. You don't need to lie about stuff like that. I feel like it's quite tacky, so to lie about it. Now everybody is like, quote unquote, tech savvy. Just a small misunderstanding. Just do a mistake on the streets. Somebody has then gone to take a video of you and sent it to all these social media pages, Insta blog, all of them, Cracks TV, or just post it generally on their page. And before you know, you're a laughing stock. Imagine walking down the street and people know you from a video where you embarrassed yourself. Nothing annoys me in this life. Oh my God, nothing annoys me in this life than those people who stop people on the road and ask them stupid questions. Like setting them up to embarrass themselves for the purpose of their own content. I don't get it. That's one of the kind of content that I don't be getting. Like, prank somebody instead. But like, why do you want to embarrass them? Do you get it? Like, those ones that ask you stupid questions just so you jabber. That's also bullying in a way. Especially when, you know, those, I've seen those ones that they'll be like, so I can ask you a question. Or you ask a question, the person will be like, please, I don't know. Or can I just go? Or don't post me. Or don't ask me. And then they still go ahead and post it. Oma, cannot be me. Get rest of a lawyer. I will sue you to future past. Not only days past. I will sue your entire generation. So those are the also side effects I can get of social media. You know, but definitely I love social media because of the online activism, the fact that I can just get lost in the source depending on what you like, especially on things like Instagram totally curates like what you like. Once you like a post 1, 2, 3, 4 times, it basically shows you more of what you like, so you can totally make your feed 100% like what you're interested in. I think same goes for TikTok. I'm not active on TikTok. Once upon a time, I used to do videos and all of that. But I don't do that anymore. I did it during COVID because what else would I be doing my time? But I don't do that anymore. And even now, just thinking about it, I'm just imagining me lip syncing. Please, am I boring now or is it old age? I don't even know. But yeah, you know. But all that to say, social media is not necessarily completely bad. I mean, we do learn from social media. You have people giving tips. You have like chefs sharing recipes. You have farmers sharing hacks. Good things come from there. You have motivational speakers that you listen to that just give you the ginger, to be fair. And it's a positive place. It can be positive. It totally depends on you and what you tolerate and, you know, what you're into. Because again, like I said, if your social media is looking stupid, it's because you watch stupid things. Because Instagram uses the algorithm to curate what you see on your feed. For me, I see cards, I see motivational stuff, I see black excellence things, I see Dean, I see random, like, I see workout stuff. It depends. Those are things that I'm personally into. I see baking stuff. So it depends on what you're personally into. And something about me, and something I'm, hey, Maria, my sister, she does this, and this is something about me. If I don't want something, if I don't want to ingest anything, like, on a level, I try to keep my mental space as positive and not just positive, but like as clean. If my mental space has a color, it'd be white. Like, I like to keep my aura clean as possible. And so when I come across things, even on social media, that is harmful to my mental health, harmful to my spiritual health, I will report it. Or is it report? Or restrict? That thing that tell you, don't show me this again. I will not allow you to, yeah, no. I don't want to see this again. So that's how I, you know, those are things I do to keep my place positive. But it doesn't mean that social media is inherently bad. You have, like, it's a nice place where you find new artists and new talents and whatnot. And it can be used positively. Look at this thing happening right now in Gaza, Palestine, Israel, all these things. You know, you see, it gives you hope. Because through social media, we're able to see the positive parts, the activism, the people, like, supporting and standing for what is right. Me, personally, I don't watch TV. I don't know. You can call it a bad thing, I guess. I don't watch TV, so social media is where I get, like, my main juice. And then I just read the news for my new stuff. But, yeah, it's really nice to see the humanity in people, especially in these past days, with everybody standing with Palestine and just seeing it on social media and seeing people in different parts of the world standing together for the truth. That's the positive side of social media. Also, it's bullying, because I don't know if you guys remember the girl who went to, was it a football match or something, and she was filming herself and taking pictures, and there was this bully behind her and stuff like that. I feel like social media also helps you find out shit people, because they were shit people. And it's the new sense of punishment. Well, that can go bad, it can also be good. You know, when you get outed for being a shitty person, that can be good and bad. But I guess it depends on how we use that power. And bad parts of that would be cyberbullying, you know. I feel like social media is just a tool. Ultimately, it comes down to the fact that it's just a tool. And it totally depends on how you wield it. You can wield it for positive stuff or negative stuff. For me, when I feel very sad or something, I go on social media and I watch reels that make me laugh. So that's good. You know, I also use the place and opportunity to stand by stuff I believe in, you know. So that's good. Also, another thing that social media kind of influences is body image, which can also lead to mental health issues, actually, because you have a lot of people who lie about what they've got done. It's a different thing if you have got stuff done and you're online posting, oh my god, I did this surgery, or I had this BBL, or is it chin shaping, how they call it, or lipo, or whatever, or fillers, and you're posting that. At least people know that. I mean, people will still do it, but then they're adults. I could care less what you do with your body, as far as you have informed consent and you have the autonomy to do whatever, that's totally you, that's fine. But you know, those people that don't post stuff, don't let people know, no disclaimers, nothing, and they go on social media and pose and get all these people lost in the sauce of, oh my god, she looks so good and I don't. Yeah, although I feel like now there's a kind of, I want to say, there's an awareness about the fact that people are not as they seem. I mean, between the filters and the body and the walk, everybody kind of guesses. You know, you see pictures and you have, like, between your girls, people are like, do you think that's real? So I think that awareness is there. But still, something about social media is it can affect your body image, you know, which can lead to mental health issues, especially when you're, like, sitting down there and lost in the source of comparing and whatnot. I won't say that we're all, well, I feel like one way or another, you see something and you're like, oh, okay. And then it is what it is. It's up to you if you let it, like, get to you or not. But we can't all say that it's not something we have seen more than once. How do you guys feel about disclaimers? Personally, I feel like it should be disclaimed. It should personally disclaim. I mean, between all the people that would say, oh, flat tummy tea, but on the low, they had lipo, or maybe they go to gym, they have, like, gym working for them, or lipo, and somebody coming to tell you, oh, I got this flat tummy just because I drank this tea, guy, come off it.
be fucking for real. Let's be real, you know. And when it comes to influencers, I do believe that they have a big role to play, because it is in the word influencing. What is it to be an influencer? Let us ask the internet. An influencer is like defined as somebody who influences another. What exactly do you hope to achieve by influencing? Are you a positive influence or a negative influence? I'm not really here to tell you how to live a life if you want to be a negative influence. And I mean, negativity is quite subjective, isn't it? What might be negative to me might not necessarily be negative, perceived as negative to the next person. So that's totally fine. But I feel like ethically and just morally, there are some things you shouldn't like be lying to people about. You still make your coin. There are lots of people who will buy the tea if the tea actually work, and there are lots of people who will patronize. Like, you stand a chance to make more money if you actually maybe CC'd the doctor that did your surgery and work a deal with the doctor that, okay, anybody that comes, please run me my check. Because you will still have people that want to do that. So why don't you just say the truth? You don't have to take every single contract that comes your way. But then again, I think that's being true to yourself. Because you have a lot of influencers, like from Jackie Aina to Shalom Black and co., who will tell you, oh, I didn't do this gig because I don't stand by this brand. You will still have people who will run after whatever it is you market. This life is so big. There's literally a sky for everybody. This sky is so big and there's a sky for everybody. So why lie? Because what you do, see that time that Kylie was doing lip fillers but was lying that, oh, she put weight in Abby. I can't remember if she actually came out to say what she did. Or she lied. I think she lied about what it was that she was doing that time. And you had all these girls like pumping their lips and doing weird shit to their lips, putting some lemon and some weird stuff, some lemon, getting some bee sting to bite their lip. There was the ones with the eyes. There were the ones that were plopping their lips with, oh my God, I remember that time. They were selling lip plumpers. Everywhere. And then there were some putting literal flaming hot Cheetos on your lips, thinking that it's going to what, swell up your lips, like big up your lips or plump. I don't even know what terminology to use. And don't get me started on the bottles. Do you guys remember all the bottle girls? Oh my days. Meanwhile, sister was there having some fillers in her lip the whole bloody time. So yeah, I do definitely believe that influencers have a huge role to play when it comes to like social media, the impacts and bullying, body image and so on and so forth. Definitely they have a role to play, especially with the influencers. Like if you're an active influencing, I'm sorry, but you have some shadow of doubt. I mean, they had in the quality. You have some responsibility, honestly. Like if you're living your life, if you just happen to live your life and you're not influencing, like there's a difference. If I come on social media, I'm just telling you, okay, so guys, this is what I do, my morning routine, what works for me, this and that. But once you come on social media and you're actively telling people, oh, this is what I do, you can do this to be like me, you can do this set of workouts and have this ass that I have. Meanwhile, we all know that your ass, you got it on the table. Or if you're there telling people, oh, my flat tummy tea, this is how my... So you're definitely influencing. And if you're lying, God is going to catch you, is what I'm trying to say. Karma gonna bite your ass, is what I'm trying to say. Don't be lying to people. I feel like we have evolved as a people, unlike a few years ago where everybody wants to lie and be like, oh, we're morally, our compass is straight, oh, we don't believe in this and that. I feel like, I don't know if it's a good thing necessarily, but now everybody is coming with the audacity. People will tell you plain blank period, I don't want to go to the gym, I want to lipo, I'm just saving money for lipo. Like, now people are very honest. And I believe that it comes with a bit of positivity in that, unlike before where people would be shy to say that, I don't want to go to the gym, I just want to hack the lipo. Or, oh, I'm not happy with how my lips are, I'm going to get fillers, you know. Totally love yourself, oh. Love yourself, please. Excuse me. You're a work of art. Love yourself, baby. Love yourself, because I mean, there's no counterparts. You are you, and I feel like everybody is beautiful just the way they are. Me personally, I'm not for all them surgery things. But it definitely eases your day, you know? Like, I know for me, sometimes, while the time, I just go on social media and I get lost in reels. Do you know that thing where you enter somebody's... Maybe somebody posts a reel on their story and then you enter the reel. And before you know, you have used 2 gig on reels because you have just been going up and scrolling up and scrolling up. And then when you realize that, oh my God, oops, you now come out and you now see... Is that one person that sent you on this wild good chase? And more often than not, you want to ask the person to refund your data, but did they ask you? Nobody asked you. You went on a spree by yourself in this economy. In this economy. Anywho, social media has proven to not be all bad. I mean, Me Too movement, NSAS movement, all this type of activism, you know, last year, I was part of this IDP awareness thing that happened on Instagram. So you definitely have social media bringing you positive stuff, for sure. Like, that NSAS was one of the most powerful movements in modern time, in Nigerian modern time, especially since it started from the youths. And through social media, it was able to blow like wildfire. It's iconic, honestly. That whole incident and genocide should be taught in textbooks. Because, yeah, those are the active, positive stuff that is, like, social media can bring to your doorstep. At the convenience of just a button. But it also causes room for bullying, cyberbullying, harassment, and just embarrassment. And yeah, that's our social media. I just want to talk to you guys quick. I need to go and get my life. I'm going to work. This is really risky. Oh my God. I'm going to make sure that this episode comes out this morning, anything before 12. I really apologize for the late, you know, posting. I didn't want to go with this particular episode. However, I haven't finished editing the one I wanted to go with, so I might post that on Thursday. And I feel like from this week we're back to normal scheduling. I know I haven't been consistent. I'm trying not to fall into a sinkhole. It's really hard. It's really, really hard, but I'm trying, because I know that once I fall into a sinkhole, I will just not be posting as often as I used to, even though I feel very strong about where I am as opposed to like last season. Mentally, I am not in such a beautiful place. So I'm really trying not to fall into a sinkhole. So I'm going to make sure that I get something out on Thursday. And I would like to say, and I hope, inshallah, that we're back to our normal scheduling, which is Monday mornings and Friday and Thursday of any other week. Like, the Thursday is not always going to be consistent. It's just like when gist happens and I need to get you guys the gist. I use Thursday to get that out, you know, instead of waiting the whole week to talk to you guys on Monday. And about book club, I don't know if I'm going to continue with that book. Honestly, I really tried. I didn't want to give it up, but I don't know, for now it's going to be very when you see that kind of thing. I know it's the easiest thing to post. It's just you reading and posting, but I don't know. That book is just something about that book. I don't know. If there's anybody listening to me that's ever finished that book, please, we need to talk, because no, I really tried. I really, really tried. So yeah, that's the end of this episode. It's just social media bans. It's just me telling you about my weekend. I hope you guys had a nice weekend as well, like I said. And I wish you guys a beautiful Monday morning. Shout out to Iklima. Sunshine in a pod. She's such a real sunshine, and she's a very talented photographer as well. So you guys should check out her Instagram. And this will be the end of this episode. I'm gonna see you guys, or you guys will hear from me when next you hear from me. You know how we do it here. Toodles.